There has been a flurry of activity and responses to Amazon's bombshell announcement today that it's stopping construction of new office space in Seattle while the city council decides on a controversial head tax. Seattle's business community is fighting the proposal to impose a per-employee tax of $500 per year. Just moments ago, City Councilwoman Shama Samant said Amazon shouldn't be complaining about the tax that would help pay for homeless services.
At that level, it's $20 million for Amazon. I think that Amazon is perfectly capable of paying that and double and even four times that amount.
If you are just tuning in, Amazon has just announced that they are going to suspend plans to add 8,000 jobs in Seattle. They are suspending construction of 1 million square feet of new office space, and they are pausing construction on a 17-story tower. And all of this is in response to the business head tax.
Swift reaction today after Amazon announces it is suspending construction of 1 million square feet of new office space in Seattle because of a proposed tax on large employers. The mayor calls it deeply concerning, but Councilwoman Shama Sawant thinks it's extortion.
They've just announced an extortionary thing that they're saying that they're going to stop, suspend building their new tower until they know the outcome of this discussion. I think it's absolutely critical that we not accept this extortion.
The city council is holding a town hall of the head tax proposal tonight at the Trinity United Methodist Church in Ballard.
Cairo Radio News, 97.3 FM.
Chance of vote them out. Three Seattle City Council members tried to hold a town hall inside a Ballard church last night to talk about homelessness and drug use in the city. But when Amazon halted construction because of the proposed head tax, anger from citizens at the meeting turned to fury.
I have never been so fed up and disgusted and embarrassed for my city.
No head tax!
Emotions continue to run high today as the city of Seattle grapples with its homeless crisis. Councilwoman Shama Sawant was ready to hold a rally outside the Amazon Spheres in downtown Seattle, but a group of construction workers had other plans. Every time Sawant started to speak, they interrupted her.
You can say exactly what you think, but rather than chanting against each other, let's hear each other. Would one of my brothers like to come and speak here? Rather than drowning us out, can we hear each other out? Please come and speak.
I think I've seen you guys drown people out before, so I'm going to repeat.
No, we haven't drowned anyone
out. No head tax! 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 No head tax!
She finally managed to make her point, accusing Amazon of using extortion by threatening to stop construction of new office space in Seattle because of the tax that would cost the company $20 million a year.
You're going to have to strain your eyes or bring a magnifying glass to look at the tax that Amazon will have to pay relative to the profits that they make.
Sources tell Cairo Radio's Mike Lewis the council may now delay the vote on the proposed head tax. The mayor and the King County executive are holding a news conference right now to talk about a coordinated plan to address the homeless crisis.
We spend more per homeless person than any city in the country and probably any city in the world. And the more we spend, the worse the crisis gets because we have people coming from all around the country because they have learned that we are the most drug-friendly city in the country where you're not going to be prosecuted if you inject heroin in front of a cop in Everett or Tacoma or Seattle. You're not going and in fact, then somebody will say, hey, come on, we'll give you a small house and you can shoot up heroin there under your taxpayer-funded roof. And so, of course, the heroin addicts from around the country are coming here.
Seattle residents fed up with the homeless crisis are signing a petition to recall Seattle City Councilman Mike O'Brien. The couple who wrote the petition blame O'Brien for opening public parks, spaces, and streets to camping. During an interview with Cairo 7, the couple was approached by a homeless woman.
We want to make sure you get the help that you need.
Can you just leave us alone and let's help each other? You are so judgmental.
They were passionate and at times they got personal at City Hall today where they held a hearing about a proposed tax on big business. Cairo Radio's Hannah Scott was there.
More than 100 people packed City Hall chambers this morning for a public hearing to speak out both for and against the proposed head tax. Councilmember Bruce Harrell says he's listening.
I mean, you heard some strong opinions for and against.
Look at the cost
And they all can't be right or wrong. I think there should be some kind of middle ground to make sure we are both balancing our immediate needs to address homelessness, smart investments, and looking at the long-term growth of our city.
Harrell says he's hopeful that the council will vote this out of committee this week. The earliest it's expected to get a vote in the full council is Monday.
After that public comment session, the council has reconvened, and we're getting an update now from inside council chambers. It sounds like Councilmember Deborah Juarez has just become the first to openly say that $500 a year is too much for this proposed head tax.
This is sort of indicating the first sort of public sea change that maybe this thing, you know, is losing a bit of support. Although it still feels like it's going to move through, it's going to move through in probably a reduced sort of way.
People have actually been pretty civil but vocal about the head tax.
It is like being at a sporting event.
Drum beats and chants are echoing through Seattle City Hall right now as council members get ready to vote on a controversial head tax. Earlier today, Councilwoman Lorena Gonzalez unveiled a compromise proposal that calls for a tax of $275 per employee each year on companies grossing more than $20 million in Seattle.
We feel that we have made a lot of good faith efforts to find a taxation rate that will bring our colleagues and the mayor along, and we hope that this is enough to garner the support of all of our colleagues.
Monty Anderson with the Seattle Building Trades Union hopes cooler heads will prevail.
The political climate around here is if you come out early with a compromise and a plan like government's supposed to do, it just seems to get hijacked and made into a chant, but I believe that we're going to get there today.
And in just the last couple of minutes, testimony has started on this final hearing before the council votes. Let's listen in.
I've been homeless, and I voted for you. People are dying on the streets. This legislation does zero for fixing a thoroughly broken system.
And we'll let you know the outcome of the vote here on Cairo Radio and on MyNorthwest.com as soon as it happens.
Cairo Radio, continuing coverage.
After working all weekend to come up with a compromise, the Seattle City Council has approved a tax on Seattle's largest employers to fund services and affordable housing. Some activists with Socialist Alternatives scolded the council for lowering the tax from $500 to $275 per employee per year. But Councilmember Deborah Juarez shot back that it's about progress, not perfection.
I'm going to vote yes today because I plan on being here and I plan on moving this forward. I plan on sheltering the unsheltered, and I don't just give up. And I don't need a t-shirt to feel that. Thank you.
Tacoma is capitalizing on Seattle's controversial head tax. Video released by the Tacoma Pierce County Chamber of Commerce promoting no head tax here says the South Sound is now the place for jobs. Patricia Beard is with the City of Tacoma.
One thing that we definitely want people to know is that we're one of very few cities who offer a tax credit.
And today, a group representing businesses is planning to file a petition to start a referendum to reverse that head tax.
Well, it has been the dominant story in our region for the last several months. And of course, last week, the Seattle City Council decided to impose the biggest tax on employers. It's never happened before in the country to this extent, where they're going to tax the biggest employers, $275 per person per year. Saul Spady is one of the guys. He's the grandson of the founder of Dick's Drive-In and one of the guys who's trying to lead a citizens' initiative to repeal this head tax. Joins me in studio.
This hasn't been led by big business. Obviously, this is a tax on the largest businesses in Seattle, but what we've missed is it's 150,000 jobs.
Yeah.
And when there's 150,000 jobs at risk, everyone in the city wakes up.
It appears the No Tax on Jobs campaign does have enough signatures now to ask voters to repeal the Seattle head tax in November. When asked about the referendum, Seattle Mayor Jenny Durkan told Cairo Radio she is focusing on solving problems facing our city.
I'm not going to weigh in terms of right now on whether something is going to make the ballot and what happens. My job as mayor is to make sure that I work with everybody to improve what's happening in the streets of Seattle.
Now, from the Cairo Radio Newsroom and streaming on the Cairo Radio app.
After hearing impassioned pleas from both sides of the issue, Seattle City Council members are now explaining why they no longer support the head tax just weeks after voting for it unanimously. We go live to City Hall, where we find Cairo Radio's Hannah Scott.
That final vote expected to be complete here in just a few moments. Right now, Council Member Shama Sawant talking about why she will not be voting to repeal the head tax she pushed so hard for. Earlier, though, several of the council members who originally sponsored the head tax explained why they were voting to repeal it reluctantly, including Mike O'Brien.
I do not see a path
where we can move forward, where 6 months from now, 8 months from now, we will actually have the revenue to do what we need. And I can't tell you how hard it is for me to say that publicly. And so I'm in a position where I'm going to vote to repeal this, and I do not have a replacement for you.
Supporters of the head tax and those here against it both say that this city council is going to pay the consequences for this head tax debacle next November at the ballot.
Thank you, Hannah. And of course, we are going to continue our coverage of the head tax vote. As she mentioned, the council is just about wrapping up its voting, but it's expected to be 7-2 in favor of repealing that head tax that was just approved a few weeks ago. The newly approved business head tax in Seattle is about to go away, but not before advocates for the homeless and other supporters of the tax get their say.
Show me a progressive tax, and I show you a tax that the business community is going to hate and fight tooth and nail. So where is that money going to come from if we don't have the courage to take it?
A special meeting has just started at Seattle City Hall. KIBER Radio's Hannah Scott is there, and she joins us live.
Ursula, the city council announced before the vote today that they will allow public comment for about 20 minutes. They were giving each person or group of people 1 to 2 minutes to have their say. Things getting heated early on. One person, already a supporter of the head tax, escorted out screaming profanities on his way out. And then the Bruce Harrell, the council president, also warned that he would have the council take this vote elsewhere, not in the public eye, if everything didn't calm down. It seems to have settled down at this point. We've got a bunch of folks still downstairs who were not allowed upstairs because it's full in city council chambers. For the most part, the early speakers telling the council they're angry. They're head tax supporters, and they're angry about the months they spent getting this passed in council to only have a 24-hour notice that it's going to be voted to be repealed.
Ursula just came into the studio here. Do we have something
new? At City Hall right now, they're just getting the voting underway, and it was Shama Sawant's turn to vote, and her supporters have just kind of taken over this vote count. And so there's a bit of chaos right now. And you can hear some of the council members saying, aren't there rules about this?
KIBER Radio, continuing coverage.
After an emotional, chaotic hearing at Seattle City Hall,
it has been moved and seconded. Of the bill.
The city council voted 7-2 to reverse a tax that the council approved unanimously just a few weeks ago. This vote comes after Amazon, Starbucks, and other businesses all over the Puget Sound region blasted the measure aimed at raising money for Seattle's growing homeless crisis. Councilwoman Shama Sawant was one of the two no votes today. She's outraged that her colleagues bowed to pressure from the business community.
It is magical thinking to believe that somehow you will be able to win a tax like this without making enemies out of Jeff Bezos. No, Jeff Bezos is our enemy. He is our enemy. And we have to fight big business. The question is, will we have elected representatives who will fight with us or not?
Councilman Mike O'Brien looked pained as he explained why he has changed his mind on the tax.
I do not see a path where we can move forward, where 6 months from now, 8 months from now, we will actually have the revenue to do what we need. And I can't tell you how hard it is for me to say that publicly. And so I'm in a position where I'm going to vote to repeal this, and I do not have a replacement for you.
Again, less than a month after the city council approved a $275 a year tax per employee for Seattle's biggest businesses, it has now been repealed.
In Seattle, the same city council that voted unanimously less than a month ago to tax big companies like Amazon to raise money for homeless programs voted 7-2 on Tuesday to repeal that very same tax before it could even take effect. Quite a shock in a progressive city whose council is made up of 8 Democrats and 1 socialist.
This is a cowardly betrayal of the needs of working people.
So, why did those 7 Democrats flip? Because thousands of voters had signed petitions to put repeal on the November ballot, and Amazon's planned repeal campaign would likely draw a lot of non-progressives to the polls in a crucial election year. Of course, you could look at the explosion of Amazon jobs in Seattle and the complete remake of the Seattle skyline and wonder why government would need to get involved at all. With the economy booming, shouldn't everybody automatically have a job and a place to live? The rising tide and all that? And yet the tent encampments continue to spread. But now, Amazon has won. The tax is gone. So maybe that will fix it. And if not, I know a socialist council member with a plan B.
Would it be better if the state legislature and the federal government somehow turned socialist today and really made our lives better? Of course.
Although by then, Jeff Bezos will probably be living on the moon.